This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Past the hour, Thursday, the 25th of October. Excited to be here. Yeah! It's the DJV program without the V. Doug, Jen, and Kara. Victoria has some kind of creeping crud in her throat. Doesn't seem to want to go away, so we'll hold a good thought for her. Meanwhile, up to the minute, here's Jennifer with the latest from the Trender.
Well, we got to talk about Robert De Niro because the suspicious package has struck again. According to police in New York City, there was a similar package, a package that was sent to the Tribeca area of New York, addressed to Robert De Niro. It looks like it is the same type of package. It has the Six Flags stamps. It has the block print, and it was a heavy envelope that now is being investigated by law enforcement. This was discovered very early in New York around 4 a.m. by someone who was working at the restaurant who happened to see this package and waved a flag on it. It was sent to Greenwich Street in a building owned by Robert De Niro that houses offices for Tribeca Films and the Tribeca Grill, according to law enforcement officials. A similar package, another one, was addressed to Joe Biden. That was seized at the postal facility in Delaware this morning as well. So these suspicious packages continue to go into day number three. Now.
All right, but you suspect that it's an inside job, and other people have suggested the same sort of thing.
I know nothing. I know that sending a bomb or what even resembles a bomb is illegal. It's a terrible idea. There's no absolute excuse for it on the planet. However, it does seem a bit strange that this is happening less than 2 weeks before a midterm. It seems like this was done by design. Of course, I think there are a lot of people in the news media who would like to have you believe that this is someone who's a right-wing wacko. That may be, but it sure does seem awfully convenient that this whole list of targets have been outspoken critics of the president. So we'll see. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if this was a Democratic operative who wanted to make the chances in the midterms look better. But I wouldn't be surprised if it was a sicko right winger. It's a symptom of the times.
Whatever it is, it's pretty sad. Whatever it is, it's so dangerous because and as a Democrat, if it is someone who is Democratic, it's so horrifying and appalling to me because I don't know. I think that all of this crap that's going on between people who are politicians in politics, who are big names, is causing all of this divisiveness between just normal people who have absolutely nothing to do with that.
Yeah, they think they have license because, oh, that guy said it, so therefore I can say it, or this person did it, so therefore I can do it.
Yeah, it's gotten kind of to this point where it's so crazy among politicians that it's like they no longer represent normal people at all, because most Republicans and Democrats that I know would never do something like this and don't feel this way about all of the issues, so it's just, I don't know, it's very frustrating, and I think it's causing a rift between just normal people who don't even agree with half of this stuff.
Yep.
The problem is that no one wants to hear anybody else talk. We've become incapable of exchanging ideas, and that's the real problem here. And it's not the rhetoric. See, this is going to be used, and they're already spinning it. I spent time punishing myself watching CNN yesterday to see what they would say. And CNN was blaming the words of the president. And if we're playing that game, there are plenty of words from Democrats that are just as insightful as the words said by President Trump. I can tell you that Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail called Republicans the Taliban. She said that President Trump was Hitler, that he needed to be stopped at all costs. Well, there are just as many violent statements coming from the left.
I think it is the rhetoric then. I'm not saying it's not just from one person. It's the rhetoric from everyone. And I think people need to realize that what they say is important.
obviously what you say is important, but to think that there's anything on the planet that someone could say to me to make me kill somebody and make me not in charge of my own actions, that's ridiculous. And if we get into a country that is going to now start restricting things that people say, we might as well hang up the flag and we might as well go home and move somewhere else, because that is the direction that we're headed, and it is very scary. I will fight to the bone for Hillary Clinton's right to call me a Nazi if she thinks that that's what she wants to do. And I would fight to the bone to have Trump say whatever he wants to say at one of his rallies, because that's where we live. That's what makes us different from everybody else. And the direction that this is going, in, at least in the state of the media, is that rhetoric is somehow causing this. No, crazy people doing stupid things are causing this, not words.
I agree with that, that it's crazy people doing stupid things. And I don't want to restrict what people say. I just want people to take a little responsibility for the words that they say.
Yeah,
and it seems like none of us can take responsibility either. You know, you have to understand that what you're saying inspires
others. Words have consequences.
Yeah.
What you say makes a difference. And if there isn't any further proof than that, then Megyn Kelly at the moment. Megyn Kelly has been fired by NBC.
Well, she has not been fired. She's been removed from the Today Show.
The show that she was doing on NBC is done.
It's unclear if she's going to be there. Right.
Yeah. Ultimately, I think they'll buy her out of her contract and send her on her way, especially now that she doesn't have a really good... She hired some top Hollywood lawyer after CAA threw her to the wolves. That was her agent. The Creative Artist Agency handled her contract with NBC, and before that with Fox. And now she has... you could see this, though, coming. And I've said plenty of things that were negative about Megyn Kelly, because I don't think she got to a point that she somehow or other got where she is in a way that didn't seem right to me. It just... Nothing added up. She didn't have the talent. We have a shortage of talent? We have to put somebody like that, or somebody felt that she was worth $15 million a year, so hire her at NBC, and she used it, and she did a good job of creating her own situation, her own wealth, moving from Fox to NBC, but then she didn't know how to handle it. And you could tell at the beginning she didn't know how to handle it. You could kind of tell at Fox she didn't know how to handle it, even though she was the rising star. Didn't she take over Hannity's slot for a while at 9 o'clock and do well in the ratings? Roger Ailes was great at bringing blondes along and having them come up with some sort of valuable ratings results. But she never had the intellectuals.
If we're going to take responsibility for our words, what you said right there is not great. What you said that Roger Ailes put blondes on the air that really had no business being there.
That's my feeling.
And, yeah. Well, you know what? Megyn Kelly's a lawyer. She's smart. Yeah. You may not like her. I mean, I have plenty of things that I take issue with her for, but she worked. She worked hard, and she got a job on NBC, and she got a job before that at Fox, and she worked her way up at Fox.
That's right.
And
she can work her way up. I never found her intellectually stimulating.
Right? Yeah, can we pat women on the head these days and say, well, it's because she's got blonde hair that she did well at Fox?
It's because Roger Ailes was known for hiring blonde bimbos, whether they were intelligent or they weren't, or whatever definition you have for bimbos. He didn't hire them because they were smart. He hired them because of the way they looked, and that they at least could prove they could read a teleprompter. That was it.
Television. People hire people for the way they look on television.
Right.
That's not Roger
Ailes. But she,
Megyn
Kelly, no, you know, it wasn't the same thing. You know what I'm talking about, Jennifer. He was known for that. That's what he did. He had, as a matter of fact, when I sat in his office the day that we were talking about maybe me doing something at Fox, he talked about the women that he hired and, you know, what I look like versus what they look like. And so I guess having sat in that seat, I understand what his thinking was. Basically, he said the audience was stupid because all they wanted to see was TNA. So he says, I'll give him that. And he did. Megyn Kelly, I'm not taking away from her education. I never took away from her smarts. I just think that there was something about her attitude, the energy around her, if you will, the aura, that didn't work for me anyway. I never thought that she had the same kind of talent as Meredith Vieira, for example, or Connie Chung, or what's her face on the Today Show, who was there for, why did that name escape me? Who was in with Matt for so long?
We got Savannah Guthrie?
No, before that.
Katie Couric.
Katie Couric, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, these were people who had substance and something to say. Anyway, so the Megyn Kelly thing just now floating around, see what happens with all of that. Let me do something that will help. Speaking of people who are attractive, these people, most of them, are using something to keep their teeth white. Power Swabs does that. This is an advanced formula that will truly whiten your teeth. A system that starts with a 5-minute application, and in just a few minutes, your teeth start turning whiter, and they will continue. Use this product about once a week, and you will find that what I have said, it's like a dream come true when it comes to your smile. You want to look the best you can. If you like to drink wine, if you like to drink coffee or tea or whatever it is, and then you need to probably pay attention to your teeth. And you may have gone to the dentist and he said, okay, $1,000, I'll whiten up your teeth. Well, Power Swab's a lot less expensive than that, and they work a lot quicker. Don't think twice about cracking a smile. Get Power Swabs. The only way you can get them is to dial 800-208-1797. Can't get it online, can't get it in stores. This was prepared by a dentist, Dr. Martin Ginniger, and he sold it to the trade the first 5 years. Dentists were buying it like crazy because it worked so well. And then Ginniger said, well, maybe it's time to make it available directly to the consumer. So you call 800-208-1797, mention you're listening to the DJB show or to Doug, whatever it is, and they'll give you the product at half price. That's only available by dialing 800-208-1797. Whiter teeth for a longer period, a great smile can be yours right now by dialing 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code and pay half price.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1313 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1313.
Admit it, you probably want to eat in a more healthy fashion, but getting enough organic fruits and vegetables into your diet every day can be very hard to do. That's why I'm very excited to introduce you to Texas Superfood. Texas Superfood has created a blend of the best USDA organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, all in a convenient capsule or powder form. Dr. Dennis Black invented Texas Superfood over 20 years ago with one goal in mind, to help you get the all-natural nutrition you need and deserve. Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating healthy easy. Personally, I love knowing that every time I take Texas Superfood, I'm getting 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. So go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug to see their full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, or you can call them at 855-TEXAS-55, TexasSuperfoods.com/Doug.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, I'm going to pass along some information that hopefully will be helpful to you. I remember hearing many radio people talk about what they were doing. I know that the Bill Handel, who's the morning guy at KFI and a friend, I guess to all of us, he does very well, got a great program, and he does a Saturday show that he tapes after he does the morning program, and he'll tell people on the air, if you've got a legal question, call us now, and I'll get to you when we are off the air at 9 o'clock. And so I'm going to do the same thing, because we're going to start a program that will be on from time to time, giving people needed health advice. So if you have a question about your health and well-being, make note of this. Call 888-302-3684. In about 45 minutes at 9 o'clock Eastern, 888-302-DOUG with a health question. You're going to get from one of the world's foremost experts in health, giving health advice and nutritional advice. You'll get the answer to your question. So that'll be at 9 o'clock, a little after 9 Eastern time, 888-302-3684 for your health question.
Bye. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Overview of songs that I might be able to sing a little. I don't know about this one. Shaking Your Booty. KC and the Sunshine Band, a fabulous group from the disco era. And our Throwback Thursday portion of the program today focuses on the top five songs from this week in 1976. Yes, and KC was shaking. And this is the way it sounded. Crank it up, Carol, will you? Shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake. Shake your booty. So could we get away with this song in this era, do you think, Kara, or not?
Shaking Your Booty? Yeah. There's still tons of songs about shaking your booty.
Okay. This was the forerunner to Sir Mix-a-Lot, and I Like Big Butts.
Uh-huh.
You've heard that song, right?
Everyone in the entire world has heard that song, Doug.
Thank you, Kara. All right, that was number five. Number four belonged to a group called Wild Cherry, which... as a studio group, play that funky music, white boy. All right, could this make it in the era that we're living in? What do you think about this song these days, Kara? Yeah,
I don't know, because people still sing this song all the time and like it and kind of joke about it. So I don't know. It might be kind of weird if it came out now, but I think people still enjoy
it. Let's say we change the title to Play That Funky Music, Black Boy.
Yeah, I don't think that one wouldn't make it.
Ah, okay. But Playing That Funky Music, White Boy, would be okay. Number four this week in 1976, Wild Cherry. All right, let's get to a song that I actually quite like. This is one of those smooth studio groups called Orleans. This song was number three, went to number one. You're still the one. I love to be with you. You are still the one. This is a fabulous song. Have you ever heard this song before, Kara?
Yes, I have heard every one of the songs on this list.
Have you? And you like this one?
Yeah, I like this one.
Yeah, all right, crank it up. Great song. Bouncing around in my seat. You're
the one.
My better half was still
fun. Yeah, that's it. Still my better half. There you go. Okay. Still the one. Yeah, listen to a little bit more of this. Crank this up a little. Yeah. Great sentiment in this song. All right, so that was number three this week in 1976. Number two belonged to a guy named Boz Scaggs. Not a bad song. Didn't ever like his name. Either his first name or his last name. Lowdown, number two. Remember this song? You know all these songs you sing, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of this one?
I like this one a little bit more. I tend to like more R&B type songs, so yeah. This one's up my alley.
This was more in that vein of blue-eyed soul that the Righteous Brothers started, that whole trend in some of the music in the 70s and the early 80s. It was 70s and early 80s. Number one this week belonged to a group that I never have quite cottoned to. It was a very popular group. This song was number two and then number one for a couple of weeks in a row. If You Leave Me Now by Chicago, number one this week, 1976. You like this one?
It's fine. Yeah. Victoria would probably say I love it since I apparently love yacht rock, but it's kind of cheesy rock, but it's okay.
I call it yuck rock. It's yuck rock, not yacht rock. Is
yeah, it's kind of sappy, yeah. Cheesy rock.
Yeah, it is sappy and cheesy. Yep. All right, those are the top five songs this week in 1976 here on the DJV program.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Vehicle-to-everything communication technology, or V2X, is poised to change the way cars operate in the very near future. Numerous automakers are working on V2X systems, some of which already are available. Amongst those automakers is Ford, which thinks it one day could eliminate traffic lights. Ford will trial an intersectional priority management, or IPM, system on the streets of the United Kingdom. The system will demonstrate that cars don't have to stop at intersections or traffic lights. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-8.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
No word from authorities yet whether they have any idea who's been sending bombs to some high-profile Democrats, as well as CNN. Seven of them were discovered in recent days, and this morning an eighth is turned up at the restaurant in southern Manhattan owned by an actor who infamously said at this year's Tony Awards,
"It's no longer down with Trump, it's Trump."
That's actor Robert De Niro. The suspicious package that turned up at his restaurant's now being taken for disposal by a New York City bomb squad. A new report says CIA Director Gina Haspel has heard a recording of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi being murdered at the Saudi consulate in Turkey. Haspel is in Turkey currently to gather facts about the murder. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Stephan Karashilin with some things from around the country. Here's a good story about a waitress in North Carolina. Her name is Elena Custer. You may have heard this story, Kara. Arrived at work, 4 a.m, her boss, Brett Oliverio, owner of Super Dogs in Greenville, North Carolina, assigned her a table that changed her life. There were two fellas at the table. They were sipping their waters, looking at the menu, and then they just got up and they walked away. And then the owner sent Ms. Custer over to see what happened. She said, so I went over, wasn't paying attention, looked down at the ground, and I'm like, hey, they're not even here. They left. And then she looked at the table. That's when she hit the jackpot. There was a note on the table that said, thanks for the waters, and a stack 4 inches high of $100 bills. How do you like that? $10,000 for two waters. And a big tip, of course. Well, this lady said, this is crazy. Blew my mind. I'm like, there's no way this is real. I thought it was fake. Somebody was playing a joke on me. So I didn't want to get excited. And I was confused. Okay, nobody's going to leave this big tip for a couple of glasses of water. It was wild. She started shaking. She kept asking the owner, what is this? What's the story? And the two fellas at the next table had the answer to her question.
They were taking pictures of this lady, asked if they knew what I was, what was going on. They said, "We just got tipped for the Waters." Yeah, okay, I don't need that much money for Waters. You guys are crazy. And then they told me who they were. They were with, they did YouTube videos, apparently. Mr. Beast, do you know who that is, Karen?
Mr. Beast?
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
They do YouTube videos. Turns out this was the work of a YouTuber, one who's known for handing out cash. Mr. Beast has 9 million subscribers, lives in the Greenville area. His videos revolve around spending money, whether it's handing hundreds to strangers or buying $50,000 worth of lottery tickets. His camera team says good things still happen to good people, and so they left the money there, and from outside they were watching, apparently, this girl and what her reaction was. She's 22 years old. And then apparently they added up the total that they got. They spent $30,000 on this video, and $10,000 of it went to the tip. So,
so my question, are they making that much money off of the YouTube channel? I mean, how many did you say he had? 9 million?
9 million followers. Yep.
Yeah.
Why?
That's,
what the heck?
That's
you don't
crazy.
Even know who he is. I don't know who he
no,
is.
No, I mean, I go to YouTube a lot, but I don't follow the really big YouTube stars. But, yeah. I mean, I'm looking up, and he's got a ton of videos. But
yeah.
These people on YouTube make millions and millions and millions
of dollars. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
For crazy stuff.
That's why, you know, we were talking about the kid the other day who is successful at, you know, he plays video games now. And, his dad told him he can't play video games anymore unless you start making money off of it, and now he's a professional video gamer and making hundreds of thousands of dollars off of it. And it's like, yeah, this is the new decision for kids. Do I become a YouTube star, or do I go to college? Because apparently you can make so much money. It's crazy. But good for him for spending some of that money on other people.
Yeah. Well, here's another waitress story. This one's not so good. A black Applebee's waitress was told by customers in some southern community, I'm trying to find out which one it is, we don't tip black people. There you go, folks. Modern, this is Welcome to America 2018. We don't tip black people, the customer said at an Applebee's down south someplace. Here's another waitress who was stiffed a $735 takeout order, and she didn't get any. She didn't get a tip, so she complained about it on Facebook, and her boss fired her. Jeez. Oh, my God. Anyway, there's also a video of a waitress who was waiting on somebody. The customer grabbed her butt, and she beat him to a pulp. She took him down.
Oh, yeah, I saw that video a while ago.
That one?
Yeah, she's sitting there at the register or something. Guy walks by, grabs her butt, and she takes him down to the floor, which, you know, as you should.
Yep.
And I think her manager fully supported her, too. People need to realize that you can't just go by and grab other people's bodies. Not okay.
Not okay at all. You're right about that. I had a note from one of my friends, fellow broadcaster I used to work with. He didn't actually work with me when I was in Cincinnati back in the 80s, but he listens to me now. And he heard me talking about Neil Armstrong in the movie First Man, which I went to see last weekend, and I talked about it on Monday, and I said I didn't like it. It wasn't comforting because the characters of Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin were not particularly likable. So he sent me a note telling me of a story that I probably might have remembered. I vaguely remember it. The story of when Neil Armstrong came to Cincinnati, and this was a good deal. I think it was well after I had left Cincinnati in 91. Apparently, what Buzz Aldrin, who is a University of Cincinnati engineering professor, came from that area, I think, originally, and had now, at that point in time, he became the spokesperson for Chrysler. So he came into a Cincinnati auto inspection facility. And he did a little public service thing, reminding people to get their cars inspected, that sort of thing. It's not the greatest story in the planet. But a lot of people like me and this fellow are space geeks. And he sent this to me because he knew I was a space geek as well. He arrived at the inspection facility with a couple of other reporters to do the interview with Neil Armstrong. And so they did the obligatory interview. And then when he was all done, he went over and shook everybody's hand. And the car hadn't been finished yet. So for 20 minutes, they all stood around and talked about space program, about Neil Armstrong's family. He wanted to know about their family. This guy, by the way, had also been in Dayton and Cincinnati, the fellow I'm talking about. And he now teaches, I think, at a broadcasting school or in some university, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, he said that in person, Armstrong was so very friendly. It was like talking with your next-door neighbor over the fence. He was quiet, but his incredible intellect was obvious. And so he's told the story to his children, grandchildren, and so forth, meeting Neil Armstrong. And I did not ever meet Neil. I met Buzz Aldrin on a couple of occasions. I thought he was an egotistical sort. But in terms of Armstrong, I just didn't... What the movie portrayed him as, it portrayed him as intellectually strong and a smart guy, thinker, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But he didn't come across as being likable. At least I didn't think he did. So I was glad to have this input from my friend Kevin in Cincinnati. Thank you. Another way of looking at or considering, and there always are, as we talk, there's always two ways of listening or learning about an item or a person. So thank you for bringing that to my attention. Here's something I want to bring to your attention. Calitrin, which is the healthiest choice for weight loss. If you're trying to lose weight and you got a serious problem, it's affecting your joints because you're just too heavy, things are falling apart in your body. Here's the way to safely, intelligently lose the weight. Calitrin is made of collagen. And collagen is the protein that makes up the muscle in your body. 30% of all the protein in your body is collagen. And your body makes it until you're about 30, and then your ability to make it starts to decline. People get heavier when they're in their 30s and 40s and 50s. We all know that. So supplementing your body using collagen is pretty smart. That's the main ingredient in Calitrin. Highest quality, made with all these natural digestive enzymes that work with the collagen to support losing the weight. After all, when you're exercising, building muscle, the fat becomes the food for the muscle. You push the fat out, put the muscle in, lose the weight, and then keep it off. That's what Calitrin does. It keeps it off. You maintain the weight. That's what I've done with mine. When I lost the weight from last winter, I've stayed on Calitrin, and I've maintained the weight pretty much exactly where I want to be at 174, 173 in that area. I was 184, 185, like a tubby bunny when I came back from California last winter. So let's do the right thing by all of us. Go to toploss.com, 10% deal. If you mention DJV, you get a free bottle. When you buy three, you get the fourth one free. 10% off on everything using the code DJV. Toploss.com. Lose the weight safely, effectively, honestly. Toploss.com is the website. Order Calitrin today.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fishline, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
44 at the hour here on the DJV program. So here's an experience that we all are thinking about as we go into serious fall time. Weather time. Are you more of an entertainer? We are, I believe, 1 month from today is Thanksgiving. Is that right? Yeah. 1 month from today is Thanksgiving. Wow. Put that in your noggin. And Christmas season, all that stuff. So many of you are going to do a lot of entertaining. So we've invited Elizabeth Mayhew to come in and have some time with us with some tips and things to plan the perfect gathering. Elizabeth is a contributing editor at NBC's Today Show, columnist for the Washington Post. She's the author of Flip for Decorating. She has worked for a number of publications. So let's get to the nitty-gritty here. Elizabeth, thanks for being here. Where do we start?
Hey, Greg, I can't believe you just pointed out that we're 1 month away from Thanksgiving. That just seems like it was yesterday. It was Labor Day. I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah, it does.
So we start by, I just tried to find some things that would make your life a lot easier and could add a little zip to your entertaining. I mean, I think everybody wants to entertain, but they want it to be easy and they want it to look good, like all of the above. So one of the things I did is I partnered with Pom Poms. Do you know the pomegranate juice?
Yes, well, I drink it, in fact.
Yeah, it's very good for you because it's full of fiber and tons of antioxidants. But what they've done is they've made using pomegranate seeds much easier. So rather than having to get a pomegranate and peel it and have that mess everywhere, they have packaged the, they're actually called arils, in little containers, and you buy them in the cut fruit section of your produce section in the grocery store. And they're just a really pretty, delicious, and healthy way to add zip to all kinds of meals. One of the problems with fall food is it tends to be very brown, and so you can really add like a little spark to everything. I mean, yes, you can put them in a salad, but they look great sprinkled over your turkey, or you can put them on side dishes, like if you're baking acorn squash, stuffed acorn squash. It's just a really nice garnish that adds a pretty touch of color, a delicious crunch, and it's healthy. The other thing about them, they're low in calories, so like they come in a couple different size containers. One container, the 4.3-ounce, is great for snacking even. So the other thing just to note is you really can only get them through January because it's a seasonal fruit, so now's the time to do it. But it's really about adding just a gourmet, colorful touch to your food. Another thing that we all want, that like quick thing that we can turn to, guests show up unexpectedly. Well, Lighthouse Dressings, I don't know if you've ever heard of Lighthouse Dressings, but they have delicious dressings that are found in the refrigerated produce section, but they have no artificial flavors or colors or high fructose corn syrup, and they're gluten-free, and they're just a great way to grab something. They make a delicious dip, so their blue cheese or their ranch comes in a bunch of different flavors. Just make a great dip for crudité. Of course, yes, you can put them on salads, but think of them as kind of your go-to, absolutely no work needed. The other thing you can do is if you have people coming over and you want a quick hors d'oeuvre, if you have frozen pizza, it's a great way to zip up a frozen pizza by just topping it off with some blue cheese dressing or even ranch. So just some quick things that you can do using store-bought foods.
All right. So speaking of store bought, I go to Trader Joe's every once in a while.
Oh, I can't hear you, Doug. I don't know what happened.
Oh, do we lose her? What happened, Kara? We don't have Elizabeth. We lost it. Ah, shucks.
Doug,
all right,
I lost
you. I'm sorry. That's too bad. Sometimes those things happen. Technical difficulties. Well, anyway, there are a lot of things that really become part of the focus here. It's really kind of cool to think about the fun you can have, and all the ideas, the hors d'oeuvres especially there. I thought that was pretty interesting. That's the scoop on entertaining, or at least an attitudinal way of getting your entertainment genes, the juices flowing, and the genes working. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
After the hour, time for Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is here. This is music from Pirates of the Caribbean. Tell me they're going to do another one so that what's-his-face can get another big paycheck. How many?
They're
going to
do
three.
No, there's been one, two, three. There's been five. The first one actually was very good, tremendously enjoyable. Johnny Depp played the character Jack Sparrow, very entertaining. Then they made two more, which were basically 60-minute movies stretched into 3-hour running times. I found painful to watch. The other two were watchable, and they've all made money. So Disney's evidently reportedly looking to reboot the franchise, which will mean Johnny Depp won't be involved. They're looking at the writers as Deadpool to come in and write the script. So the franchise itself obviously has a lot of viability. They just want to take it in different direction. John Depp's had a lot of issues off screen, so I think they want to part ways with him anyway. But I'm not a big fan of this franchise. I did like the first one. I thought his performance as Jack Sparrow was very quirky and funny, but sort of wore out its welcome as it went on for me.
I think I saw one of them, maybe two of them, and then I thought, this is a waste of time, because I'm not a big fan anyway of Johnny Depp. I went to see The Lone Ranger because I'm a big fan of Armie Hammer's, who's, by the way, in another movie coming out in the next month or so. There are a lot of, by the way, I think from the things I've seen, the trailers and the theaters, there are 4 or 5 really good movies coming out between now and the end of the year, which one would hope for. There are a lot of movies that come out this time of year, but I noticed the trailers would indicate, for me anyway, for my taste, there are 4 or 5 movies that look quite good.
All right. Here's. Do you know who Richard Linklater is? Linklater.
He's a director, correct?
Yeah, he is. There you go. He is. You got it, Chucker. He's doing a film based on the life of comedian Bill Hicks. And I'm trying to remember who Bill Hicks was.
I read that story. I'm not familiar with him.
Yeah, I'm not either. I wonder what... but Linklater is pretty respected. That's why I noticed I paid attention to the story, frankly. But I don't know who... I'm going to look it up while we have a couple of words here. I'm going to figure out who Bill Hicks is. We'll find out right after this.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. A moody teen has brief bursts of teen angst, usually focused only towards mom and dad or other authority figures. But a depressed teen, says Dr. Paul Corkin, has mood changes that are consistent across environments.
Any disruption in sleep is important to think about. Changes in how they eat, be it more or less, weight changes, tearfulness, a focus on just kind of negative, hopeless themes.
These may be signs that your teen needs to be evaluated for depression.
Start with a primary care provider, a family practice doctor, pediatrician, or a mental health provider.
Dr. Corkin says for mild cases, sometimes lifestyle changes like strict sleeping schedules, eating a healthy diet, and regular exercise may help.
For moderate or severe symptoms, teenagers will benefit from things like psychotherapy or the judicious use of medications.
For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
All right, so Chucker, I looked up Mr. Hicks, American stand-up comedian who died at a young age. He was only 33, had pancreatic cancer. Apparently, he made quite an impact. He used to play Alex Jones on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah,
I can look at the footage. I'm not sure who he is. You know, I just want to point out the other night on TV, I was flicking the channels, and I was watching HBO, and that new movie that they did, My Dinner with Hervé, was on. So it's Peter Dinklage of Game of Thrones fame, played Hervé Villechaize, the character, the actor who was in the Fantasy Island opposite Ricardo Montalban. He played that too, and it was a really good piece of television. I thought Peter Dinklage is easily going to get an Emmy nomination. It's a very sad tale, but really very compelling stuff. James Dorman, who played Christian Grey in 50 Shades of Grey, played the reporter. I thought he was excellent. Some of the best acting I've ever seen him in. So for people who want to see something good on TV, My Dinner with Hervé on HBO, I thought it was a pretty solid watch.
And, I see DiCaprio and Scorsese are teaming up again for a movie called Killers of the Flower Moon, based on a book by David Green.
Yeah, it appears Scorsese, once again, is very attracted to gangster material, but this takes place in the 1920s and helped with the foundation of the FBI. So they're going to team up once again.
Well, they seem to like to do stuff together. 59 past the hour. Thanks to Chuck Curry here on the DJV Show.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.